Good evening and welcome to Public Media M1's English Language News, Hungary Reports. I'm Hajnal Katos with today's news from Hungary and the Carpathian Basin. Let's get started. After the brutal terrorist attacks in Paris Friday night, claiming almost 130 casualties, many countries around the world have increased their security measures in hopes of preventing any further strikes. Similarly, Hungary has also strengthened security measures. The B-level of terror alert has come into effect. There are four possible levels of terror alert in Hungary, B being the second of them. The B-level is usually ordained if there is a terror attack in an EU or NATO member state or a neighboring country.
Armed guards protect the French embassy in Budapest. And there is increased security at the Liszt-France International Airport as well. Armed policemen patrol the parking lots, the bus stops, and inside the building as well. The increased security measures ordered Saturday morning have come into effect in Hungary. The National Security Cabinet met early Saturday morning with Prime Minister Viktor Orbán and Interior Minister Sándor Pintér. After the coordination, the Chief Homeland Security Advisor to the Prime Minister said that because of the terror attacks in Paris, they have decided to increase security measures. György Bakondi also added that border checks have been tightened and supervision in prison was also increased. The so-called elevated B-level terror threat that, by the way, was already actuated after an attack in Belgium earlier. We are bringing an elevated system into force, said the chief security advisor. Prime Minister Viktor Orbán, in his interview to Hungarian public media, said that the reinforced measures serve the security of the Hungarian people. They will see these measures. There will be more policemen on the streets, military police as well, with more powerful weapons. Then we will evaluate the events and, if necessary, bring additional measures into effect. The most important thing is the security of Hungary and the Hungarian people. That's why we need to implement these measures, he said. Viktor Orbán added that it's important to remember the victims, so the government has declared Sunday a national mourning day. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade suggests that those who can delay their trips to Paris. Those who still decide to go to the French capital are advised to register on the website of the Hungarian consulate.
At dawn on Saturday, Prime Minister Viktor Orbán expressed his sincerest condolences to the relatives of the victims who were killed during the terrorist attacks in Paris, and to every French citizen. As the Prime Minister put it, out of solidarity, Hungary ensures France that Hungarians support the French in these extreme hours. János Áder wrote in his condolence telegraph to French President François Hollande that we strongly condemn terrorism and turn away with disdain from those obsessed with violence. The Hungarian president also wrote that he learned about the attacks with deep shock and expressed his condolences to the relatives of the innocent victims. We share their pain and send our heartfelt sympathy to those injured by the foul attacks, wishing them a quick, full recovery, as written in the letter. Hundreds remembered the victims of the brutal terror attack in the Hungarian capital in front of the St. Stephen Basilica. People lit candles and put them on the steps. At 6 p.m. CET, the bells of the basilica tolled for the victims. Among those remembering were several members of the Hungarian government and the ruling political parties. Vigils were held countrywide. In Debrecen, they projected the Hungarian and the French tricolors onto the football stadium. Candlelight vigils were also held in the western city of Békéscsaba. In Győr, they put a French banner up on City Hall, and after a joint prayer for the victims, the crowd sang the Marseillaise, the French national anthem. In Kaposvár, people gathered in front of the cathedral to remember the victims and express their solidarity. In Veszprém, people also lit candles to express that they condemn terrorism in all its forms. Political parties also expressed their condolences. Jobbik announced that Europe and Hungary has to know how to react well, because if they don't, larger and more terrible tragedies may occur. Socialist MSB remembered the victims of the tragedy in silence. LMP also lit candles. According to the party, European countries have to set aside all conflicts and concentrate on a solution. Fidesz and KDNP announced in a written statement that they, together with the Hungarian people, share the pain of the victims' relatives and the whole French nation. Hungarians who live in Paris were also shaken by the events. M1 News was able to reach a woman who lives 300 meters from the club called Bataclan. She is mourning because she has lost a close friend due to the attacks. Many said that they only owe their safety to luck.
Az emberek félnek.
Anna Péter Breton lives just 300 meters away from the club called Bataclan. The Hungarian woman told M1 News that people are afraid to go out on the streets because they heard that there still may be an attacker on the loose. She also said that their family is mourning. They lost a close friend to the terror attacks. One of my friends was killed last night. She lives not far from here, and I heard this morning that she was shot on the street. I don't know exactly how, her husband told me and didn't go into details, but it is so sad and terrible, and we don't know when it will end, she said. M1 News was able to reach another woman living in Paris. Andrea Moses told this network that she experienced that there is a huge unity and convergence in the city, but at the same time, very few people there go out on the streets. On the night of this tragedy at the Republic Square, people who live here opened their windows and called to people in the streets to come up to their apartments so they don't stay on the streets. I think that shows how people are sticking together, she said. Maria Eva Istenes traveled to France because of a conference. Together with her friends, she went to sightseeing in the city on Friday night. After some time, they heard from friends what was going on in the city. They were able to go back to the hotel in time, despite the fact that they were in a restaurant just a few hundred meters from the events. Because we didn't know what was happening in the city, it was so unusual that everyone became suspicious. Anyone who had an instrument or a guitar on their back, you automatically backed away a bit. We say tourists with big backpacks, suddenly everyone was suspicious, she explained. The Minister for Foreign Affairs and Trade ordained the staff of the Hungarian embassy in Paris on a 24/7 duty. If Hungarian citizens need help, they can also turn to the embassy.
It was proven in the past months that Hungary is on the right track regarding the migrant crisis, contrary to the EU, said Péter Szijjártó in Prague at the conference where the foreign affairs ministers of the Visegrad 4 and Western Balkan countries met. Szijjártó said that the EU's solution illusions and deceiving conduct have only deepened the crisis, while hundreds of thousands of people entered Europe unchecked. He also added that Hungary is the only one in the EU to have decreased the number of immigrants, all thanks to border control, from 10,000 daily to almost zero.
Many have contacted us for help in regards of technology or even human resources, and naturally we gladly help since it's clear that defense on Hungary's southern border is only the second best solution, because this border protection should be farthest down south. And the more south it is, the more qualified it is for European interests and values.
According to a new survey, the majority of Hungarians don't agree with the idea that migrants who arrive to the different member states of the European Union be divided among EU countries based on obligatory quotas. Based on research from the beginning of November, 65% of those who replied to the questionnaire are against the proposal, and only 30% support it. At the same time, 75% of adults agreed with the construction of the fence stopping illegal border crossing, and 23% opposed the border closure. The Hungarian economy continues to expand at a pace above EU average. GDP increased by 2.3% in the third quarter. The automobile industry and tourism were big contributors to the growth, and analysts find that it was also helped by the fact that people are spending more and more. But the pace of the growth has slowed compared to previous quarters. Consequently, the government plans to incite apartment construction with a new program and to speed up EU applications for funding. That was all for English news for today. Stick around for Russian news after the national anthem. Don't forget to tune in to Hungary Reports tomorrow or catch us online. My colleague Steffi will be waiting. Thanks for watching and good night.